the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. Two points any time of the year is good. What's your thoughts about tonight's hockey game?
Turn me on, Les.
I'm going to.
Yeah, turn me on. Sorry, ask again.
Pardon?
Les.
Your thoughts on the game tonight?
She was no Picasso.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly and specifically our management of the puck. A lot of the stuff we did to ourselves, in my view, turning it over high in the offensive zone, forcing things that aren't there through the neutral zone, through sticks and bodies, turn it over back down at your end. So puck management was an issue, and it's now that's two games against this team because Calgary works really hard and they do things right. They're a hard team to play against. So puck management would be my main focus, but there are some really positive things. Mm-hmm. Like our penalty kill was spectacular. Our goalie was really good. There was definitely a commitment to blocking shots. So it was definitely not our best in terms of execution, in terms of managing the puck. But on the flip side, there was some really good things defensively.
Only because Dan Da Silva said this at the end of the second period, I will ask you, and then I'll duck. Did you get outworked tonight by Calgary?
I would say so. But it's like how? Like, are you talking about puck battles? Are you talking about skating? Are you talking about, like, that's what I mean. For me, managing the puck and forcing plays is almost a mental thing. Like, did we lose our share of puck battles? Absolutely. Were there some areas? Did we get outworked blocking shots? I don't know about that. I thought we were committed to that. So I just need some specifics. But okay. I would say overall, I think so.
I appreciate the overall. Go ahead.
With your penalty kill, obviously just the two goals allowed all year, but how important is it to just eliminate their zone entries completely? Because there's a lot of time Calgary, you guys stack the line, they can't even get through you guys too.
It's crucial. I mean, that's what you want, right? For us, our target is 70% zone entry success rate on our power play. So on the flip side of that, we would target something like, you know, don't allow them in the zone 40% of the time in that area. And I think having a lot of returning guys on the penalty kill helps. I think that coaching early in season, like we haven't practiced penalty kill. So that's all video. That's all mental reps. And Wace has done a fantastic job with the penalty kill. And in general, our players have committed to what we want to get done.
And with Easton Armstrong, I know Les asked you this last game, but I might as well ask for the people here as well. Just his ability, he knows exactly what he is. He goes to nets. He's hard on the forecheck. Just how awesome is it to have a guy like that?
It's a big addition for us, and I'm not being funny with my words, or am I? No pun intended?
Pun intended.
Pun intended, okay. So I think he's a big addition for us for a bunch of reasons. What you're describing, we scored two goals in Edmonton because of that, just simply him going to the net. We do have a lot of speed and a lot of skill, and a little size helps too, as we learned against Red Deer in playoffs last year. So he's helping there. He has to get caught up to speed on what we do. And systems can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for everyone to be extremely comfortable. So we're giving him a minute to catch up on that. Like, it does take a little bit. Overall, though, a very large addition for us.
50 feet away is Graydon Siepman. Tell me about his acquisition and how he was here tonight for you.
Well, a very important acquisition as well. Both of them are very important acquisitions. Watching him the last few years, he was very noticeable. And it's not a strength of mine as a coach, noticing other teams' nope. players. It really isn't a strength of mine. But I noticed him. Very silky, very smooth, great first pass, great offensive instincts, very smart. I'm really excited to have him.
And now you play Prince Albert tomorrow. You get right back on the horse tomorrow against a team that's going to be playing their third game in three nights, but a team that is a lot better than I think a lot of people are going to give them credit for to start this season. They're going to be a tough night in and night out type of a team to play against, correct?
Absolutely. They're a good team. I mean, look at the composition of their roster. They have a lot of 19-year-olds up front, right? They have really good goaltending. They have, I think Max is, what, fourth in the league in save percentage?
Something like that.
And then it's rivalry game on top of that, so you can just expect an all-out war. They just went into Moose Jaw and beat them 5-3. And they beat the team we beat tonight, 7-2, the night before that. So they're no easy out. This is going to be a fun and intense classic Northern Saskatchewan rivalry that we got going on here this season.
Congratulations on the victory tonight, Coach. A second straight shutout. And all the best tomorrow in Calgary.
Thanks, Les.
Or in Calgary, in Prince Albert. Thank
you.
Oh,
Les.
I was coming along so well, I know.